Interview Media Servisa.
President of Association of European Radios, Stefan Miller, is our new guest in Media Service interview of the week, so it's not difficult to assume what is our main topic, radio. First of all, thank you for coming into our studio.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us, what is the reason for your arrival in Zagreb?
The reason is that as the Radio Forum of Croatia is a member of Association of European Radios, we decided years ago that we are going to come to Zagreb also because the president of Radio Forum, Luka Duric, is also a vice president of AER, and we like to go to countries that come in as new members. But when COVID came along, it delayed the whole visit to Zagreb, and now luckily it was arranged for this year.
You will participate in an international conference, like you said, yes. In organization by Croatian Radio Forum, named Radio the Most Trusted Media. So can you tell me your opinion? Why is like that? Why people in Europe trust radio the most?
Like you said, it's the people's choice. And I think it's about radio is a live medium. We are there on air all the time. We don't necessarily have a time limit when we need to come out with the news. We have the time, or radio have the time also to check the news. So in these times when we know it's a competition to be out there first with some kind of news, but we don't have a deadline that we need to be ready by 12 o'clock. We can put it out at 12:10, and we have the time in the radio to check that if the news is for real. And if for some reasons there's something wrong with the news, you can correct it right away, live. And it doesn't stay on in the life of the internet or the publication that it's going on. And having said that, we also need to ask the people why they answer that radio is the most trusted media in their minds. But we're very proud to have that title, and it also comes with some obligations. And I think that radio needs to be very careful in this world of fake news to be careful to keep that title.
Okay, so actually we can say that we don't have fake news in radio.
I would hope to say that we don't have, but I think it's a challenge for radio also to look through the material that they get, to double check, to see. So I cannot say for 100% that if something's coming out in the radio that turns out to be fake, but then it can be corrected. So that's the best thing about it.
The main objective of your association is to develop the most suitable framework for private commercial radio activity. You also already mentioned vice president of association is Luka Đurić from, yes, Croatian Radio Forum. So I believe that you are familiar with Croatian commercial radio industry. So can you tell me how much Croatian Radio Forum contributes to radio industry in our country, in Croatia, and also in the EU?
A lot. But it's also difficult when you are an association that takes care of the housekeeping of the radio industry. And I have often said that, how does a radio host, a DJ on radio, know about what the association is really doing? And that's about you being an interest protector, is having the dialogue with the decision makers to try to have a legislation that doesn't interfere in the wrong way with radio. So basically, I have said that if an association succeeds, like AER, nothing bad happens. In other words, nothing happens because it doesn't interfere with how you do your programming, and the host on the show, on the radio, shouldn't need to bother themselves with what's going on in the machine room, so to say. So it's really important that we have somebody that constantly have a conversation with lawmakers. What is coming up? Is there something coming up that we see in the radio business that could be bad for radio? And we try to come up with solutions with the politicians that, okay, we understand this is your goal, but can we help you out? So if we do it this way, it will not affect radio in a negative way. So it's really important, and we see it on European level.
So you see improvement on that field?
Yes, and we also see it because we exchange the information in Brussels with AER, how important it is that we are working together also on an international level.
So can we compare Croatian radio industry, commercial radio industry, with, for example, Belgium or German?
To be honest, there are similarities, a lot of similarities in different markets, but there are also different kind of history when commercial radio has been adopted, what is the licensing. So the structure of commercial radio in different European countries are different, and you can see that in how they operate and how they work. From the Nordic country, from Finland where I come, we have a situation where we had for many years a monopoly of public service radio. And then in 1985, commercial radio was allowed. And then you can see a similar kind of development within those countries who have similar kind of history. You go to Spain, public service radio was not the first one. It was commercial radio, and that makes a different structure of the business. So there are a lot of similarities, but each and every country in that sense is unique because the structure has been made up through the media politics that has been individual for each country.
And it should be like that.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the future of radio. Although many predicted so, radio is not dead. So can you tell me, are we living another golden age? Let's say it like that.
I would say that. That's true. Because we are in the middle of an audio revolution. Radio now needs to realize we are a part of an audio business.
And we have bigger and bigger audience, actually.
We have audio has bigger and bigger audience. Traditional radio needs to be available on more than FM and AM. It needs to be digitally receivable. It needs to be assured that we used to be the only medium in cars. We are not anymore the only medium in cars. So we need to have technical equipment taking care of that. Yes, exactly. We have in different countries, smart speakers has taken the role of the radio in homes. We need to be online. We need to be on applications. So we need to be hybrid.
Because and everywhere.
And everywhere. Exactly, everywhere. Because as a consumer don't care about technology. It cares about, do I get it fast now, here and right now? If I don't, I find another way to get music, to get information and news.
And subjects that I'm interested in.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Okay, you mentioned technology, so I will ask you one thing. Everybody is talking about artificial intelligence.
Yes.
So do I need to be afraid for my job, actually? Is it possible to combine artificial intelligence and radio employers to work together?
It's a very good question. I don't have the crystal ball to tell you how the future is going to be. Artificial intelligence is, I see it as an opportunity and very excited. And I see it as a very scary thing also. because you don't know at the time where it's going and what it's capable of. I read in a newspaper just before I came here, they were testing the existing ChatGPT 4, I think the number is of it, and they got it caught up that it didn't have the right kind of information, what's going on. I would rather see it as a tool to help you in your work.
But not to replace me.
Not to replace you. I know there are tests going on in the States also that they have made up DJs that are totally made out of artificial intelligence. I know that they also have tested it with the audience asking, listen to this program. Is this one live? And is this one the artificial intelligence?
Yeah, we have example in Croatia also.
Yeah. And the audience has mixed them up, so they really don't know. But I think it's in a certain kind of speaking and a certain kind of program, it might be that okay, it might sound like a normal person and go like that. But I still believe, you know, that a human person behind a microphone, the listeners can sense
emotions,
a warmth. And then you have one ability that the AI don't have. You can do mistakes. And mistakes are human. And how you correct those mistakes online, on air, what you're doing, makes you more human and relatable for the listeners. So if you have a perfect machinery, which artificial, okay, and now somebody's going to say out there, well, okay, you can program the AI to be full of mistakes and do that. But I don't see it as totally replacing you in your job, but as a helpful tool at the moment. And I hope that is going to be the way.
I hope also. Okay, creative and cultural industries, they experienced the biggest drop during the pandemic, but they also recovered the fastest.
Yeah.
So when you look on the European economy in general, how important are cultural and creative industries? And should our governments change approach to this and have more focus on creative and cultural industries?
I think, yes, I think when we saw how different industries were supported, I think we had a lack of support there also in an understanding the importance of culture and media overall. So, yes, I think it has changed also because now we have experience from what can really happen, what's going on. So it's kind of rephrasing the thinking also of what really what been happening because we could see who was more vulnerable than others.
So do you have some kind of advice for our government in Croatia maybe?
Take care of your cultural environment and the media. That's it. And you need to focus because it's really important also for the identity of people to have their own world working in that way.
Thank you for your time and enjoy staying in Croatia.
I will. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Interview Media Servisa.